On Monday, Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pinned George Floyd to the ground for around 8 minutes while Floyd pleaded for air until he fell unconscious. Floyd died in police custody. The Hennepin County attorney Mike Freeman announced today that Chauvin has been arrested and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter.
I'm here to announce that former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is in custody. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter.
Chauvin's arrest marks an abrupt change from Freeman's statement yesterday when he said there was, quote, other evidence that does not support a criminal charge, end quote, for Chauvin. If convicted, Chauvin could spend more than 12 years in prison, as Minnesota's sentencing guidelines recommend 12 and a half years for the murder count and 4 years for the manslaughter conviction. Records show that Chauvin had previously opened fire on 2 people and had nearly 20 complaints and 2 letters of reprimand filed against him during his time working as a police officer. Chauvin and Floyd had both worked as bouncers at the same nightclub. The owner of the nightclub said she was not sure whether or not they knew each other, but said that Chauvin would respond aggressively when fights broke out during the club's African-American dance nights. She said he would pepper spray everyone in the crowd, a tactic the owner told him was quote-unquote overkill. Chauvin, along with 3 other officers involved in the arrest, were fired on Tuesday. The other officers present have not yet been arrested or charged. Following Floyd's death, protesters took to the streets of Minneapolis to demand justice for Floyd. On the 3rd night of demonstrations, protesters torched a police station that the department had abandoned earlier in the evening. By the morning, nearly every building in the shopping district around the abandoned police station had been damaged, burned, or looted. Dozens of fires were also set in nearby St. Paul, where nearly 200 businesses were damaged or looted. Thick smoke rose over Minneapolis as fires burned into the morning.
The people who are supposed to protect and serve us sit up and murder us in cold blood.
We need justice for our loved ones just like they want it for theirs.
During the night, the Minnesota National Guard and State Patrol were called in to subdue the Minneapolis protests. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz implored Minnesotans to demonstrate peacefully.
We have to restore order to our society before we can start addressing the issues. Before we turn back to where we should be spending our energy, making sure that justice is served swiftly, and that we learn something from what George Floyd gave on Monday. I need to ask Minnesotans, those in pain and those who feel like justice has not been served yet, you need to help us create this space so that that justice will be served, and it's my expectation that it'll be swift and that we're able to maintain that order.
President Trump blasted what he called the, quote, total lack of leadership, end quote, in Minneapolis. Trump tweeted that he called the Minnesota governor and told him that, quote, the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts, end quote. Trump called the protesters in Minneapolis, quote unquote, thugs. Trump's tweets drew another warning from Twitter for his rhetoric, saying it violated the platform's rules about, quote unquote, glorifying violence. A visibly tired and frustrated Minneapolis Mayor Jack Frey made his first public appearance of the night at City Hall near 2 a.m. on Friday. He fired back at Trump.
Donald Trump knows nothing about the strength of Minneapolis. We are strong as hell. Is this a difficult time period? Yes, but you better be damn sure that we're going to get through this.
Frey, who early on had called for the arrest and prosecution of the officer who killed Floyd, said, quote, there is a lot of pain and anger right now, end quote, but called the looting unacceptable. Trump later said what he meant was that, quote, looting leads to shooting, end quote, and that, quote, nobody should have any problem with this other than the haters and those looking to cause trouble on social media, end quote. Trump's phrase echoes the words of a former Miami police chief who said in a speech, quote, when the looting starts, the shooting starts, end quote. In the same speech, the police chief said, quote, we don't mind being accused of police brutality, end quote. In the morning, the Minnesota State Police arrested a CNN television crew as they reported on the unrest in Minneapolis. While live on air, CNN reporter Omar Jimenez, his producer, and another staff member were handcuffed and led away. They were released after Governor Walz intervened. Walz has since apologized to the journalists for their arrest. Earlier yesterday, the mother of Eric Garner traveled to Minneapolis. Garner also died pleading he couldn't breathe while a New York police officer had him in a chokehold.
As you know, this happened to me almost 6 years ago. And this is just opening up an old wound, pouring salt into it. They keep coming into, the police officers come into our neighborhoods. They brutalize. They terrorize. They murder our children.
The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports that Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other nearby counties have imposed a curfew that will begin at 8 p.m. tonight. People may not travel on public streets or visit public locations, according to Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. The curfew will last until 6 a.m. on Saturday and then go into effect again at 8 p.m. Saturday evening. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.